Text numéro 24. Does media violence lead to the real thing? The actor Jim Carrey, a star of the new superhero movie Kick-Ass 2, recently tweeted that he was distancing himself from the film because, in all good conscience, I cannot support the movie's extensive and graphically violent scenes. One of the movie's executive producers responded that he has never quite bought the notion that violence in fiction leads to violence in real life. While Mr. Carey's point of view has its adherents, most people reflexively agree with the producer. After all, the logic goes, millions of Americans see violent imagery in films and on TV every day, but very few become killers. But a growing body of research indicates that this reasoning may be off base. Exposure to violent imagery is a risk factor. There is now consensus that exposure to media violence is linked to actual violent behaviour. Two psychologists found that the short-term effect of exposure to media violence on actual physical violence against a person was moderate to large in strength. Other studies found a statistically significant small to moderate strength relationship between watching violent media and acts of aggression or violence later in life. The question of causation, however, remains contested. What is missing are studies on whether watching violent media directly leads to committing extreme violence. Because of the relative rarity of acts like school shootings, this is no surprise. Of course, the absence of evidence of a causative link is not evidence of its absence. Indeed, in 2005, a comprehensive review of the literature on media violence supports the position that exposure to media violence leads to aggression, desensitization toward violence, and lack of sympathy for victims of violence, particularly in children. In fact, multiple professional organisations consider media violence exposure a risk factor for actual violence. But although exposure to violent media isn't the only or even the strongest risk factor for violence, it's more easily modified than other risk factors, like being male or having a low socioeconomic status or low IQ. Certainly, many questions remain and more research needs to be done to determine what specific factors drive a person to commit acts of violence and what role media violence might play. But first, we have to consider how best to address those questions. To prevent and treat public health issues like AIDS, cancer, and heart disease, we focus on modifying factors correlated with an increased risk. Similarly, we should try to identify risk factors for violence and determine how they interact, who may be particularly affected by such factors, and what can be done to reduce modifiable risk factors. Naturally, debate over media violence stirs up strong emotions because it raises concerns about the balance between public safety and freedom of speech. Adapted from nytimes.com, August 2013.